The Answer Man. Would you like to know if the Indians ever fought with their fists? Or what birds like to play tricks on each other? Would you like to know the answers to many other interesting questions? The Answer Man will tell you. And here he is to answer your questions, the Answer Man.
Hello, everyone. Now let's get right at the questions.
Certainly, let's start with this one from a Boston, Massachusetts woman. Who wore the first fancy watch band?
So far as we know, Queen Elizabeth I of England. On New Year's Day, the Earl of Leicester gave her a wristwatch with a gold band set with diamonds and rubies.
And a Williston, Florida man asks, did the Indians of this country ever indulge in fist fights?
Occasionally, especially the women. A Pueblo Indian woman, for example, finding another woman trying to take her brave away from her, would challenge the vamp to a public fist fight. Pueblo women frequently had black eyes.
This question comes from a Phoenix, Arizona student. Are birds intelligent enough to play tricks on each other and enjoy it?
Oh, yes. Ravens play tricks on each other quite often. One of a pair of ravens has been seen to sneak up from behind when its mate was sitting on a low perch and then reach up and knock the perching bird's foot right out from under it with evident malicious enjoyment.
A sports fan writes from Seattle, Washington to inquire, in the old rough-and-tumble days of football, did a player receive any penalty for slugging?
Yes, he did, but not until he'd been warned three times that he was breaking a rule. This meant that a player could get in at least two good licks at an opponent before he was penalized.
And a Griswold, Maine man asks, are two brothers or two sisters more closely related to each other than a brother and his sister?
No, their relationship is just as close.
A note from a Los Angeles man reads, can you please furnish me with a light definition of an optimist? And not that old saying about the optimist seeing the donut and the pessimist seeing the hole. Something different, please.
Well, here's one that's different, though I'm not at all sure it's much of an improvement. An optimist is the kind of person who, if he fell from a 10-story building, would shout to his friends at each window, all right, so far.
Before the next question, here's a special message.
And one with good news for all of you who take vitamins. For it's a way you can get the best government standard vitamins at half price, or even less.
Yes, just let us send you a free Hudson catalog, and then compare the prices. Now, the average cost of 125,000-unit vitamin A capsules is $4.10. But you can get the same government standard vitamins from Hudson for only $1. That's right, you save $3.10. A high-potency formula that generally sells for $9.45 per hundred is only $3.50 at Hudson. That's a saving of $5.95. Yes, Hudson means it when they say you can save 50% and more at Hudson. So start saving today. Write for your free catalog of Hudson vitamins and food supplements. Just put your name and address on a postcard and send it to The Answer Man, Mutual Broadcasting System, New York 18.
There's no obligation to buy anything. No salesman will call on you or telephone. But compare the prices, and you'll see why for 25 years, doctors, nurses, and thousands of others have bought their vitamins from Hudson.
So get your free catalog. Just send your name and address to The Answer Man, Mutual Broadcasting System, New York 18. Next, a Wolf, Wyoming listener inquires, what's the favorite diet of a kiwi bird?
Worms. And a kiwi bird is quite good at getting them. A kiwi can smell a worm that's several inches underground.
And a White River, South Dakota man asks, is there any difference in the hardness of diamonds?
Yes, the Carbonado black diamond is harder than all other diamonds. But you seldom see it in jewelry, for it lacks the lustrous beauty of the other gems.
This question comes from a Kearney, New York listener. Is there a place anywhere in the world a man likes to have a lot of in-laws?
Yes, there is, in the Trobriand Islands of Melanesia. A young man tries to marry a girl with a lot of brothers. For there, you see, the brother's prestige depends on how well he provides for his sister during her whole life. Therefore, a girl with a lot of brothers is usually well off, and so is her husband.
Yanceyville, North Carolina youngster asks, can you get a drink from the bottle of a bottle tree?
You can indeed. The bottle tree secretes large quantities of very refreshing watery sap. The natives of Australia drink bottle tree water in preference to that in stagnant pools because it's far more pure and tasty. during World War II. American GIs fighting in the jungles of the Philippines drank fresh water from the joints of bamboo plants for the very same reason.
Here's a Westbrook, Minnesota listener who wants to know if Jesse James' dad was a bandit, too.
Oh, no. Robert James, the father of Frank and Jesse James, was a graduate of Georgetown College. He became a Baptist minister in Missouri, and he was outstanding for the services that he rendered to his community.
Well, this question comes from a Woodcliffe, Georgia listener. Why are there so many more earthquakes on the Pacific side of the North American continent than on the Atlantic side?
There are several theories. One is that early in the Earth's history, the moon was torn loose from what is now the Pacific Ocean basin by some great cataclysm, such as a large celestial body passing nearby, leaving behind the tremendous hole that is the Pacific. And according to this theory, it's the fractured edges of this hole trying to readjust their equilibrium that causes the earthquakes. Another, more widely accepted theory is that the continental mass of America and South America was once attached to Europe and Africa. Then it broke loose and sort of floated westward. Indeed, it's still moving westward very slowly, and it's this drift of this whole continent to the west which causes the disturbances of the Earth's crust along the western coast.
Before the next question, a reminder to get your free Hudson Vitamin Catalog today. A free catalog that shows you how you can save 50% and more on vitamins and food supplements.
The quality of Hudson vitamins is standardized by U.S. government regulations. There are none better. Just check them with your doctor. And all Hudson products are sold with a money-back guarantee.
So get your free Hudson catalog. Just put your name and address on a postcard and send it to the Answer Man, Mutual Broadcasting System, New York 18. That's name and address on a postcard to The Answer Man, Mutual Broadcasting System, New York 18. Next, Alista living in Zurich, Montana asks, is there any truth to that old story about cows getting up on their feet promptly at midnight on Christmas Eve?
None at all. To prove it, just spend a Christmas Eve with 50 or 100 head.
And a Matthew, Kentucky man inquires, where is the smallest religious chapel in the world?
It's a tiny chapel built by Brother Solstice in 1901 near Covington, Kentucky. It measures 4 by 6 feet inside, has stone walls and roof, and a stone spire. Only 3 people can get into this tiny chapel at one time.
Here's a Moore, Arkansas woman who asks, does a porcupine kill a tree by eating the bark?
Yes, but not by eating all the bark. The outer bark of a tree doesn't appeal to the taste of the average porcupine. But the porcupine kills the tree just the same, because it likes to feed on the succulent inner cambium layer. And this is the lifeline of the tree.
A New York City man wonders what the origin is of the Democratic Jackson Day dinner that is held every so often.
The first Jackson Day dinner was held in Washington in 1835 to celebrate what President Andrew Jackson himself regarded as the outstanding achievement of his administration, the payment off completely of the public debt. Indeed, this was the only time in the history of the United States that the country was free of debt.
This question comes from a Toledo, Ohio woman. Has the fame of playwright Tennessee Williams yet spread beyond the borders of the United States?
It most certainly has. His plays are regularly being produced in England and on the European continent. Some time ago, too, a Tokyo producer decided to put on 2 of his plays. But he felt he'd have to make their titles a little more understandable to his Japanese audiences. So, the glass menagerie became the zoological garden within the glass enclosure. And a streetcar named Desire became a motor bus by nickname Hope.
Before the next question, a special message. One of the essentials of safe driving on our modern crowded highways is a smooth, even flow of traffic. Speeding, of course, is an obvious hazard on any road, and on a busy highway, it can be suicide. On the other hand, slowpoke driving is extremely dangerous, too, because slowpoke driving causes rear-end collisions and tempts other motorists into taking deadly chances in passing. Very often, the cause behind frightful smash-ups on the highway is the eccentric behavior of the lane switcher, the driver who weaves his way along the highway, rolling from lane to lane. Other careless drivers are those who fail to dim their lights at night, literally blinding drivers of oncoming vehicles. And there are those wreck-inviting drivers who just seem to have to dart across intersections through the yellow light. National Safety Council surveys prove that safe drivers share the road equally, and they keep up with traffic, not going too fast or too slow. For safety's sake, they obey all the rules of the road. You obey them too, won't you? For safety's sake. This message is brought to you as a public service. Next, a New Point, Missouri listener inquires, why didn't the ancient Babylonians have a god of rats?
Because there were no rats in ancient Babylon. However, the ancient Babylonians did have a god of flies. He was called Beelzebub.
And a Spring Grove, Illinois man asks, why do the cadets at West Point wear the chin straps of their military caps under the bottom lips instead of under the chin?
Well, for the sake of uniformity of appearance. If the chin strap were put under the chin, it would become loose when the chin was moved, slide down, and look sort of sloppy.
A letter from a SOTUS Michigan sports fan reads, am I not correct that we had ice queens in this country long before we had any ice kings?
Only if you're referring to ice carnivals. For Frederick Tudor of Boston was called the ice king of the world long before we thought of having ice carnivals. Tudor was a dealer in ice, and he shipped ice by boat all the way around the world.
Here's a Sharon, Pennsylvania boy who writes, my uncle always lets his roosters out of the chicken house by 8 o'clock in the morning, and the roosters always crow, and my uncle says that's because they like to be outside early. But if I got up some morning and let them out at 7, do you think they'd like that better?
They probably would. But perhaps your uncle wouldn't.
And a letter from a Royal Oak, Maryland listener reads, when our boyfriends take my girlfriend and me to the movies, isn't it all right for us girls to sit together in the middle with the boys on either side so that we can put our heads together and whisper girl secrets to each other?
Not according to the rules of etiquette, which maintain that you should sit boy-girl, boy-girl. Whisper as little as possible and keep your girl secrets to yourselves as best you can when you're out with boys. Besides, I'm sure the boys don't take you to the movies so that you girls can get your heads together.
Before the next question, a special message. Chances are the thought just may not have occurred to you, but do you realize that you, that's right, you folks who are listening to me right now, are potential firebugs? 9 out of every 10 forest fires are not caused by lightning, as many people still believe, but by human beings. Just a little care, a little thoughtfulness on your part and on the part of everyone, and our valuable timber and watershed land, so vital to national strength and civilian security, can be saved. Don't you be guilty of arson through neglect. Memorize and observe these 4 simple rules, and you'll be doing your part to prevent forest fires. 1, crush out cigarette, cigar, and pipe ashes. 2, break matches in 2 after using. 3, drown all campfires, and then stir and drown again. 4, find out the law before using fire. Remember that only you can prevent forest fires. Do something about it. Prevent them. Remember, 9 out of every 10 forest fires are caused by human beings. This message is brought to you as a public service. Next, a Randall, Kansas listener asks, is there any translation for the name Yankee?
Well, the name was originally Yankee, and originally meant John Cheese.
Next, a note from a Peyton, Mississippi man reads, since your library is probably in much better order than mine, could you come to my rescue with the informal prayer by the gentleman who asks the Lord for a good digestion and a sense of humor? I'm afraid I'll lose both if I keep on looking for it.
Well, you needn't keep looking, for I'm sure this must be the verse that you have searched for. Give me a good digestion, Lord, and also something to digest. Give me a healthy body, Lord, and sense to keep it at its best. Give me a mind that is not bound, that does not whimper, whine, or sigh. Don't let me worry over much about the fussy thing called I. Give me a sense of humor, Lord. Give me the grace to see a joke, to get some happiness from life, and pass it on to other folk.
This is Mutual, the world's largest network.